This is Bob Larson with your Marketline report for Monday, December 10th. Well, grains are higher and cattle traded both sides of unchanged Friday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
It seemed that there's a little change in the cash trade. We were really waiting for something here at the end of the week, and it seems the entire fourth quarter has hinged on cash trade for Thursday and Friday. However, nothing really happened much today, and the market was just chopping around, not really showing us anything. Even though the market slipped, it recovered, and now we're back to an unchanged day. Feeders were relatively flat as well. They've been in a depressed area for quite a while, and with the grain rally today, there was no way to get that off the ground. There is some technical resistance numbers that it's bumping up against and that's not able to break through, but it looks like the traders are feeling like that we're finished for the year unless the U.S.-China situation changes.
Chicago December wheat prices closed Friday up 14 and a quarter at 515. December corn was up 2 at 373 and 3 quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for December ended the day up 6 and a quarter, ranging from 621 and a quarter to 631 and a quarter. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for December were up 16.5, ranging from 672 to 682. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for December were up 22.25, ranging from 691.5 to 7.5. Live cattle for December were up a nickel at 117.92.5. January feeder cattle were up 17.5 cents at 144.47.5. And December class 3 milk was down 2 cents at 13.76.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Marketline Report.